This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fifth Sunday after the Epiphany. Our readings today, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 to 31, Psalm 147, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 16 to 23, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, because God's Spirit is with us. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and a gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen. Lord, we are here preparing ourselves to worship you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We know that no words we use will be worthy of you. No song we sing will truly declare your praise. No prayer we offer will reach the height of your throne unless it is touched, moved, and empowered by your Holy Spirit. Lord, we open our hearts and minds and our lives to your loving presence. Now, Lord, go with us, receive our thanksgiving, and fill our praises with your glory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We have our hymn, Here I Am to Worship. We pray the collect for the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise, an expression of approval and commendation, or offering words of homage in an act of worship. In Psalm 147, the psalmist invites us to praise the Lord and goes on to give us reasons for so doing. Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God, for he is gracious. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars and calls them all by name. Great is the Lord and mighty in power. There is no limit to his wisdom. The Lord lifts up the lowly, but casts the wicked to the ground. Psalm 147, verses 1 to 6. The psalmist not only invites us to praise the Lord, but he also points out that it is a good thing to praise the Lord. It lifts us up when we praise the Lord, for praising the Lord is a reflection of not only our faith in God, but also our knowledge of God. The psalmist claims that the Lord is gracious, that is, generous of spirit. The Lord loves us, and that love is expressed in God's creation and what God has provided for us. The Lord looks after his people. He rebuilds the holy city Jerusalem after it was totally destroyed by the Babylonians. God was with his people in exile, and at the end of 70 years, God brought his people back to their land and restored them as a nation. The psalmist affirms that God not only looks after the nation, he looks after individuals. God exercises God's healing power to bring wholeness to those who are brokenhearted. The Lord knows the number of stars and calls each by name. God's knowledge of the universe is extensive, for it is the Lord who has put everything in the universe in its place. God is able to do all this because God is great and powerful, and there is no limit to God's wisdom. In love, God reaches out to the lowly in body, mind, and spirit, and builds them up. God extends punishment to the wicked, those who are disobedient, those who go against God's will. All, therefore, who acknowledge and love God can only respond with praise after reflecting on who God is and all that God has done. The psalmist invites us to sing to the Lord with thanksgiving and make music to our God upon the harp. Verse 7. Our praise to the Lord must be combined with thanksgiving by any means that the Lord has provided. Our praise and thanksgiving to the Lord must be spontaneous and reflect our gifts and response to God's goodness. The psalmist continues. He covers the heavens with clouds and prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass to grow upon the mountain and green plants to serve mankind. He provides food for the flocks and herds and for the young ravens when they cry. Verses 8 to 10. The Lord looks after God's creation for the benefit of humankind. The Lord looks after the animals and provides them with food and protection. As we reflect on the goodness of the Lord, we are reminded to praise the Lord. We are to praise the Lord with everything we have, with every breath God gives us. In our Old Testament lesson from Isaiah 40, verses 21 to 31, we are provided with reasons why the children of Israel are to respond to God with praise and thanksgiving. In disobedience to God's law and God's will, ignoring the warning of the prophets, the people of God were punished. The prophet Isaiah announces God's judgment on them for centuries of idolatry and injustice. They refused to love God with their whole heart. They found themselves in exile in Babylon. But God sends a message of hope to them, a message of comfort. The people in exile can take comfort from the fact that their God is the only God, the one God, the God who created the heavens and the earth and everything in them. The prophet proclaims, "It is He, that is the Lord, who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers who stretch out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing." Isaiah 40, verses 21, 22, and 23. The exiles can take comfort from the fact that though the rulers of Babylon may seem to be powerful, they are powerless in the face of their God. No one can compare with the Lord in power and wisdom. Isaiah reminds the people in exile, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Isaiah 40, verse 28b and 29. The Lord is on the side of the weak and the downtrodden. The Lord has a special place in his heart for those who are weak, oppressed, and demoralized. As the Lord reaches out to them to give them hope, to renew their strength, to enable them to mount up with wings like eagles, run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. For all God's love and goodness, the people, that is, we are called to praise the Lord. In our gospel from Mark chapter 1, verses 29 to 39, Jesus offers the people of his day and us today an invitation to be part of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of the devil is full of disease, brokenness, and evil. Jesus, as he ushers in the kingdom of God, brings healing to Simon's mother-in-law. He drives out demons and teaches the people, making the kingdom of God available to all. In order to save humankind, God in love sent God's Son, who was prepared to make that one full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Jesus, the embodiment of God's love, the Word made flesh and dwelling among us. Powerful reasons for us to praise the Lord, to sing praises to the Lord with thanksgiving. In addition to the sacrifice of Jesus, God has given us the gift of God's self, the gift of the Holy Spirit, a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. On reflection, therefore, we are called, nay, compelled, to praise the Lord. For it is, as the psalmist says, a good thing to sing praises to the Lord. The psalmist invites us in Psalm 150, verse 6, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Praise the Lord, therefore. As long as there is breath in our body, we are invited to praise the Lord with gifts and everything that God has given us. Let us, therefore, praise the Lord always with thanksgiving. Amen. Let us pray. Sing and give thanks to the Lord for all his wonderful works. Lord Jesus, amidst clamor and great demands, you search out a deserted place to pray. Give your church wisdom to be still before you. Refresh and reinvigorate us for your service. Sing and give thanks to the Lord for all his wonderful works. Lord Jesus, before you, princes and rulers are brought to naught. Take our economic and political aspirations and shape them to your kingdom. Mold us in your image. Sing and give thanks to the Lord for all his wonderful works. Lord Jesus, you responded to Simon's concern for his mother-in-law. Bless and support all who care for the elderly and those in residential care. Be with all young carers and those struggling to cope. Sing and give thanks to the Lord for all his wonderful works. Lord Jesus, your healing touch reached out to all who sought you. Pour out your compassion on all whose needs we bring before you. Sustain us in your love and mercy. Sing and give thanks to the Lord for all his wonderful works. Lord Jesus, nothing can separate us from your love. Remember for good those we commend to you. Bring them and all the departed to share in your blessings. Sing and give thanks to the Lord for all his wonderful works. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have hymn 300 and CPWI 384. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may God be your comfort and your strength. May God be your hope and your support. May God be your light and your way. And the blessing of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life, remain with you now and forever. Amen. And we wish you a very productive and spirit-filled week. We pray that you will strive to follow the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit. And in whatever you do, praise the Lord. We leave you with the hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.